Hello, everyone. This is Unbound, episode 10. A couple of days in Nats with nothing to eat but berries steals the loudness from Thomas and Willie, better than all of Uncle Jim's sharp shushes and Aunt Sarah's squinty frowns. Last time, old George Cooper was out, so were the dogs, so even he's been staying put. Our pawpaw and berry basket's just about empty. We is starving to death, and it's my fault. If it weren't for me and my rattiness, Uncle Jim would be singing in our moonlight garden, and Mama and the boys would be eating leftover muffins and Johnny cakes, instead of starving in a cave what's got poison snakes hiding in every corner.
"Got to risk a run," Uncle Jim says. "Boys got to eat. Grace, too."
"Everybody's got to eat," I say. Old George Cooper shakes his head.
"Still too dangerous."
"But we've been inside for days," I say. "Maybe the dogs moved on. Maybe Aunt Tempy left another basket. How will we even know?"
Seems guilt and hunger's lifting the fog from my brain, and thoughts what's been lying faint for so long tumble and spill.
"We got to do something. We can't just wait for patty rollers or dogs to find us. We can't just starve to death. We gotta take a chance."
"Grace," Mama says, moving from the table to the bed where I'm sitting. Her eyes look like they sinking into her skull.
"Grace, you got to trust the good Lord," she says. "We need to be patient a while longer."
Looking into those hungry eyes, what's still floating so much love, makes something inside me crumble.
"But Mama," I cry, "it's my fault we had to run. I didn't keep my promises. I didn't keep my eyes down. I didn't keep my mouth shut. I made the missus mad, and she would have sent me to the smokehouse, but Miss Charlotte was there, so she sent me to the blackberry patch, and Jordan helped me, but made me get scratches anyway, 'cause the missus would be looking for him, and he was right."
My thoughts leak faster than spilled cider.
"She wanted Master Allen to bring me to the auction block, but Master Allen said no, 'cause I was a vestment. That's when the missus told Master Allen to sell Thomas and Willie. Only toddlers don't fetch enough money, so the missus told him to sell you, too. Said he'd get more money if you were sold with them. Selling you would learn me who I am and where I belong, 'cause I'm haughty, Mama, and I don't know my place. If I kept my mouth shut and my eyes down, Uncle Jim would be tending our moonlight garden, and we'd all be eating food what's left over from the big house. I broke my promise. The good Lord knows I can't be trusted. And now, he don't care. Now we is all starving, and maybe going to get caught, or even die."
Mama draws me close. Her gown smells damp and swampy, but still she smells like Mama. And I stop talking to catch my breath and breathe in Mama's kindness.
"My sweet, sweet Grace," she says.
"Some folks don't need a reason to hate."
"But..."
"Shh," Mama says. "Hatin's a choice what's got nothing to do with you."
"But if I kept my promises, if I didn't talk back, if I kept my eyes down..."
"I was wrong to keep you from looking at the stars," Mama says, kissing my hair and resting her head on mine. "That's where the good Lord and his angels live. That's where hope shines her beautiful face." Uncle Jim sits on the other side of me.
"Gracie," he says, "I'd rather be eating worms I dug myself and scraps from Alan's table."
He looks at old George Cooper.
"Maybe Grace is right. Maybe we need to take a chance."
"I'll go," old George Cooper says. "I won't go far, but I'll go."
The good Lord's love and forgiveness wrap around me, and some of my shameful feelings start melting away. But my family is still in danger because of me, and guilty, ghosty worries linger. Uncle Jim's still searching the cave for critters when old George Cooper comes back, carrying Aunt Tempy's basket. Our belly's been filling with nuts and berries so long, the smell of big house food makes my stomach jump.
Still warm and no maggots, old George Cooper says. Tempy must have just left it.
Before we finish devouring our ham and johnny cakes, he pulls out a flat gray rock, what's got scratches in it, two wavy lines, like the ruffle on Anna's collar.
That's water, he explains. Tempy's telling us it's safe to leave.
He looks at me.
Good we took the chance.
Uncle Jim pushes our food away.
Tonight's the night.
He and Mama jump up and bundle the boys in the extra shirts. Aunt Sarah gives them a spoonful of quiet. I rewrap our dinner. Now there's no room in our bellies for food. Now we is all of us stuffed with fear. Old George Cooper reviews the rules he's been spouting every night.
No matter what you see slithering beside you, no matter what you feel creeping up your leg or crawling along your neck, no matter what you hear buzzing in your ears, keep quiet, keep moving. I'll be leading, so follow close. I see any snakes or gators, I'll give them a wide berth. You do the same. They won't bother you if you give them space.
Old George Cooper talks slow and low and serious.
You is going to gag on the stink and feel like fainting from fear, but you got to keep quiet and keep moving. Them what makes it to freedom is braver than snakes, gators, or biting flies.
He nods, real solemn.
There's nothing in the swamp what's worse than the stink of being a slave.
Old George Cooper lifts little Willie into his arms, and Uncle Jim reaches for Aunt Sarah. You take Thomas, Aunt Sarah says. I'll stay in here. She looks at old George Cooper.
That's if you'll let me stay.
Aunt Sarah's shoulders is narrow and bent, but she sets her back strong as Uncle Jim's.
I don't eat much, and I can keep out the snakes and other critters what comes in while you is out. I can protect runaways what stop and hide here, too. They'll be lonesome and afraid. I can give them a kind word and the courage to keep going.
Old George Cooper nods.
Be pleased to have the help. Besides, the road ahead's difficult and dangerous. You're safer here.
Everyone agrees Aunt Sarah should stay, even Mama. It's your choice, Aunt Sarah, she says, her voice steady and soft. It's your choice.
Mama, I thought you said we stay together. I turned to Aunt Sarah. Don't you want to stay with us? Don't you want to keep going on to freedom?
Aunt Sarah brushes my face with her twisted, bony hand.
My sweet child, she says. I done found my freedom. Don't you hear your mama talking? It's my choice.
She looks at Mama, then again at me. In all my years, I never had my own choice. Aunt Sarah and Mama hold each other a long time. There's no words, Mama finally whispers. Aunt Sarah touches Mama's face with her knotty hands. May the good Lord keep you, she says. Uncle Jim nods at Aunt Sarah, his solemn eyes telling her goodbye and promising her he'll take good care of us. He tugs Mama's shoulders.
Come on, Catherine, he whispers. We need to go.
It's my turn to say goodbye, and I wrap my arms tight round Sarah's waist to keep my sorrow from spilling out. Aunt Sarah reaches into her pocket and pulls out a tiny porcelain button. She presses it into my hand. Remember me, Grace. Fight against them what thinks they own you. Any way you can, fight against them. I won't ever forget you, I whisper. I put the button into my torn pocket and tie Mama's ribbon round Aunt Sarah's narrow wrist. Aunt Sarah smiles, tears softening the crust what's always stuck in the corner of her eyes.
Let's go, old George Cooper says.
He nods at the gun standing in the corner.
Only if you have to, Sarah.
Uncle Jim lifts Thomas into his arms. Silent, we file past Aunt Sarah. Blessings, she whispers, kissing her hand and touching each of us as we pass. Grief quivers inside me, like a butterfly what's dying in the grass. Outside, a silver shadowy moon flickers behind the clouds. A heavy mist wraps its dark arms round us. The air smells like pine and wet bark. Old George Cooper leads us, carrying Willie like a tobacco sack wrapped around his neck. Uncle Jim's next with Thomas. Then there's me, holding whatever wrapped up supplies is left. A handful of berries, a slice of ham, some Johnny Cake crumbs, and an almost dry bottle of Blue Sleep. Behind me, I hear Mama whispering, asking the good Lord to help carry her heavy heart. I pray too. I beg the good Lord to keep away the dogs, paddy rollers, and snakes. I beg him to watch over Aunt Sarah and guide us on our way to freedom.